Moving 92.5.
Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Hey, excuse me, but I'm hot and you're ugly. You wanna, make average babies?
That was rude.
Whatever you do, do not roll your eyes in disgust. Instead, tell him that he's actually really cute, like a lost orphan. And that's when you give him the digits to the loser line. So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, yeah, what's up? Yeah, it's call me back. You know, I love to hang out and, I don't know, you know, see what you're doing and stuff. So that'd be great. My number's, all right, right on.
Next message.
Oh, my gosh. That's a guy that's going to put a lot of effort into a relationship.
Yeah, you can tell.
The laziest way to ask a girl out ever.
Love to, just love to, like, whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, call, I guess.
Wow, sweep me off my feet.
Remember, you can get the special number to the loser line. All you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. Here's another message from the loser line.
Next message.
Don't ghost me. I lost my boots in your car. They're Dolce Vita, and they're expensive. I don't care if you don't want to hook up again, but just don't ghost. I need my shoes back, bro.
Next message.
Oh, my God. That sounded like a real accident, too.
Yeah.
It's one of those things like, oh, man, do I just call it a loss or do I call him back? What do I do? No, I don't know.
They sounded expensive.
Yeah.
It didn't sound like she left him there like she wants to see him again.
No.
She's just like, those are like my favorite shoes.
Yeah, seriously.
Stupid. Dang it.
We've had a lot of people call the loser line for their belongings.
Yeah.
And we should really put together some sort of loss and found.
Yeah.
A loser lost and found?
Yeah.
Next message.
Yo, what the f*** is your problem? Why aren't you calling my boy back?
Whoa.
I mean, he bought you how many rounds of drinks? Bought you dinner? You're just going to, like, ghost on him? I don't get it. What's wrong with you? How can you even like, look yourself in the mirror when you won't even call my friend back? And don't tell him I called. Just call him back and quit being such a bitch.
Next message.
You know, that usually works. It usually works when you have one of your buddies call up a girl who won't talk to you and call her names and say that she's a horrible person for not calling you back.
Now, what are you in third grade?
Like, I know.
And what friend is doing? Let me call her, bro.
I'm calling her. No one hurts my friend's feelings.
Watch, I'll get her to call you back.
You know, his friend was probably like, it's really not that big of a deal. Like, I thought she was cool, but she's not talking to me. It's fine. Nah, bro. I got you on this one. Trust me. Like, all I have to do is just call her a few names, dude, and she will be like butter in your hands after that, dude.
Man, that's a good wingman.
Another message from the loser line.
Next message.
Hey, it's Caroline. Sorry. I just sent you some pictures and...
What?
Sorry, allergies or... I don't know. Maybe it's my cat. That's why they call me a crazy cat lady. Anyway, give me a call when you get this, and I'll talk to you later.
Next message.
Why would you have cats if you're allergic to them?
Because she's a crazy cat lady. Okay?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I think she's just crazy.
Cats are so darn cute. Even if they make you sneeze, it's a cute sneeze. It's just all the cute in your body trying to get out because you see the cat. Here's another message.
Next message.
Hey, Samuel. This is Serena. I haven't heard from you since we met the other night. And I don't know. I just thought I would call you first. Kind of take the first step. Be the strong woman. So I wanted to see if you maybe wanted to do an activity on our first date. And I thought it might be fun for you to come to my tap class because I'm a tap dancer. I don't know if you knew that about me. And I was just thinking it would be cool if, you know, imagine me like a tip a tap a tap and you would be like, tap, 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 tap. And I'd be like, tap, 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 tap. And then the big finale where we both go together, tippity tap, 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 tap. So, tap, tap, tap. That means call me soon in tap language.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Next message.
Sold.
Oh, you know, tap dancing is cool. Okay, it is. Yeah. Not for a date, ever.
I don't know.
Ever.
From what I saw, what I pictured her describing sounded amazing.
You feel like you could pick up those tippity tap tap taps, huh?
Oh, yeah. Just, she walks into the bar, taps a little at me, and I tap a little at her, and then we're both just tapping together.
You guys don't even need to talk when you can talk through tap dance.
Exactly. Remember, listen to The Loser Line regularly on Mondays at 7:10 and 9:10. Your phone tap is coming up next. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Tappity, tap, tap, tap.